indeed it is. The phone number 888-554-5537. If you want to weigh in on this case or any case that we are talking about, Madeline Kingsbury is what Stacey and myself are about to jump into. An arrest recently made on Adam Fravel, her estranged boyfriend. It's always...
Is that what he is? I've read that he's an ex-husband, an ex-boyfriend, an ex-fiance. I've read everything.
I've read everything on it. I don't believe they were married. I could be wrong. But I believe they were just kind of in a relationship. They shared two kids. But I think it was just a long-term relationship that eventually fell apart due to his abuse. And that's what we're going to talk about today is... all of the signs, all of the things that people look at retrospectively and go, oh, maybe we should have seen something. But when it's going on behind closed doors, unless you're right there, it's not a lot you can do. And if you are hearing it from someone, you know, that's a fine line too of, you know, do you step in? Do you try and take some sort of action? Because when you are dealing with someone who's not very... good at making decisions, I'm talking about Fravel, you risk your friend's own safety if suddenly the police show up at your doorstep. He's going to be mad at her. Ultimately, the thing that should have happened and needed to happen was Madeline just getting the hell out of there with the kids physically.
And she was planning on it at some point, right?
She was starting to see somebody else. They were trying to break up or whatever the hell was going on there. But when we now know about the abuse that was taking place, the hindsight's 2020. And when you're in that cycle of abuse, it's not the easiest thing to do either. Of like, oh, you hit me. You're saying horrible things. You're doing this or that. Let me just pick up and leave, because there's so much more to that relationship than just that abuse. I can guarantee that abuse is a small part of it. And the rest of it is a lot of gaslighting and, oh, I'm going to get better. And it's oh so good. But then you have these little snippets, and that's usually what ends up making people stay. It's like, oh, they'll get better, they'll change, they'll do this, and they never do. I mean, anyone
he didn't mean to do all of that to me. He was having a bad day, he was having a bad week, he's having stress at work, all this stuff. Yeah.
And then once you finally are way out of it, you're like, why did I even put up with that for 1 second? Once you realize that other healthy individuals don't treat each other that way in any way, shape, or form, and you look at it going, wow, if like the person I'm with now did that to me once, I'd be gone. But you get so into that relationship and into that way of thinking that it just becomes normal. They slowly wear you down on what you think is normal and right. I mean, it's what people do when they kidnap people and turn them into their slaves, if you will, or their captors for long periods of time. It just wears you down and you are just trying to survive. But we've learned a lot. Some very interesting pieces of evidence that have come to light now. Gorilla tape found at the home of Madeline and Fravel shared the same color and width as the one that was found with her remains. The complaint also states that an air mattress at the home had pillowcases that matched the gray fitted sheet that she was found in. The matching sheet was nowhere to be found. At the residence. So
that's a problem right there.
You got one part piece of the sheet and the fitted piece is over there wrapped around Madeline. These are just things where I look at it. I mean, I'm not a killer, never will be a killer, but you go from a sane person perspective and go, if you're going to do this, wouldn't you at least like get rid of the evidence or like the obvious things that you use that could be looked back on? But I guess that's sometimes a bridge too far to the minds of these people who are capable of doing these things.
Well, and if they are so far gone, if they are so far off of sanity, they're not thinking clearly. And this shows it, because wouldn't you go to great lengths to make sure that you wouldn't use the same tape roll? You know, you wouldn't bring it back to the house, or for heaven's sakes, the sheets, you get rid of all of the sheets. You wouldn't just use the matching sheet. You'd get rid of everything, I would think.
And wouldn't you be out there for the weeks that they were searching for her, trying to help, not trying to freak out people who are trying to search? Because we saw those photos of him like walking up to vans of people that were out in the wilderness searching for her. with a very disturbed look on his face, almost ominous, like you don't want to leave the van right now because you don't know what he's going to do right now. Just very bizarre, creepy behavior. A friend told investigators about a video call with Madeline in 2020 or 21, where the mother was cooking and holding one of the kids. So Maddie was doing this when Fravel, who was unaware that Madeline was on the phone, walked into the room and started yelling at her to be quiet. Madeline allegedly told Fravel to calm down, and the friend said that's when Fragile allegedly hit her across the face, according to the complaint.
Whoa.
Yeah. And here's another fun one, and I don't know how... I understand that people get infatuated with these types of cases, but I think he was infatuated with this case we're going to talk about for all the wrong reasons. Fravel was reportedly infatuated with the Gabby Petito murder case. Yes. Now, a lot of us are obsessed with cases like this because we're seeking justice and we're very justice-oriented and we want to see whoever played a role in that death face for their crimes, face justice for their crimes. He, I think, was more so relating to Brian Laundrie and sympathizing more so than anything else. In fact, he even had told police that he had once made a joke to Madeline that if she, quote, didn't listen up, she would end up like Gabby Petito.
Holy crap. That's huge.
And it's one of those things where I can see it in the cycle of abuse of a relationship that he'll say something like that. And it probably was not looked at very seriously because then I'm sure he probably laughed it off. And if somebody's like, that's horrible. Oh, you take it too seriously. I'm just joking. I can totally see where he's very blatantly stating how he feels, but it's in such a passive aggressive way, that an extreme way, that very few would take it super serious, but should, because clearly
that's not something
capable.
You joke about.
No,
that's
it's not
something, you know, back this dates me a little bit, but back when the, you know, Bobbitt situation, if you made a joke to somebody like, oh, you're going to get Bobbitted, everybody knew what that meant. It meant you were going to get your penis cut off, but it was kind of a culture joke, kind of a society joke that you would make.
Sure.
But when you're in a relationship and you talk to somebody saying you're going to end up like so-and-so, and so-and-so was abused by their partner and then killed, well, that takes it to a different level, doesn't it?
It does. And it's scary to me when you look at, there's a group of men out there that somehow think it's okay to say these sort of things. It seems to be a lot of younger men, and younger men make dumb choices. So do young women. Everybody makes dumb choices when you're younger. But I think there's a lot of young men that are not growing up fast enough and getting out of those super jealous bullshit stages that they may be in when they're teenagers, and then it comes into an adulthood and they never quite go beyond it. But we also have a culture that, of course, the culture does shun it. But here's a different thing from the past. It just used to be shunned to treat people that way. Now, yes, it shuns. But if you want to, if you dig a little bit, you can find a whole community and culture of similar-minded men, or boys is really what they are, or mutants, that will support you, that will hear your grievances of how she mistreated you as a man, or whatever bullshit you want to spew out there because you can't deal with anything. And then they stew on it, and they stew and go and go, and it makes them feel justified in their actions. The things that comes to mind are like the incel type movements, but it doesn't even have to be that far at all. I mean, there are groups out there that are strictly just about men and their fucked up ways of thinking. And there's groups for all different things, but there didn't used to be a group that was somewhat normalized and looked at as, well, that's their way of thinking today as there was in the past. And that's a scary thing, especially when you talk about like the incels. And if you go into that rabbit hole, that there's a lot of them and their way of thinking is totally insane. And they just feed off of each other. I don't know if he was involved in any of those sort of things, but there are certainly ways that people, when they are the abusers, that they will find places to justify their behavior beyond just their own minds. And
100%.
That's what's really scary. Investigators found text messages between Fravel and Madeline in which Madeline accused Fravel of putting his hands around her neck and pushing her in front of the children. She spoke up and said, "I'm not okay with it at all, but especially with them here," she wrote. Then Fravel allegedly responded, this is through text, saying, "You'll adjust."
Holy crap, that's not acceptable.
That's a total narcissist, sociopathic type behavior. That's wow. Where if you ever have that sort of reaction from a partner, it's time to take the kids and leave and run and then go and say, look at this shit. And that will be justification enough to keep him away from the children. I know right now they are looking at ways of blocking him from having any sort of visitation with the kids, because I believe he still technically does have rights to that until he is, the court says, no way, which I would imagine won't be very difficult to do. According to the complaint, Fravel told investigators that his relationship with Madeline wasn't working out and she had recently started a new relationship with someone else. So you can tell Fravel probably felt like he was the victim here and wasn't being heard and she had her own opinion and wasn't putting up with the abuse anymore. And then that's where he goes and does what he did, allegedly.
Oh, geez. You'll adjust. Wow.
Yeah. You'll adjust.
It just screams that it wasn't just a one-off. This was something that it was escalating and this was the inevitable ending.
Yeah, it totally was. And it's something that, unfortunately, this is how it ended. I wish there were more ways of people finding help and knowing that they're going to be safe if they are to speak up. If you look at this and go, why don't people speak up? There's a lot of reasons. But I think one of the biggest is it is very much a crapshoot when you speak out and go to authorities as far as what level of protection you will be given based on what you have said and what they're going to offer you. And if you happened to end up, spinning that wheel and landing on one of the spaces that says, they're just going to come and visit you and say it's domestic, you guys figure it out, you're pretty much screwed, because that person is going to then go after you and attack you. That's where you just need to get the hell out of there and not let them know where you are at.
Absolutely.
Easier said than done, without a doubt. But this is where these things can go. And there's so many times, I'm sure Madeline, I'm sure so many people that we talk about on the show always had the thought of, it will never happen to me. The reality is, it happens to many. Murder in the Morning
from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
And you only hear about the sensational ones. That's the thing. I mean, these things happen every day in every single city. Like, well, how common is it? It's common. It's very common. So if you want to weigh in on any of this, our phone number is 888-554-5537, 888-5-KILLER to weigh in. For Stacey, I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.